Vanessa Amorossi, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
So lovely to speak to you. Just starting on the news that we've been bringing to people all morning, the death of Dame Olivia Newton-John. I'm sorry for your loss. I know this is really sad news for you personally. You did just perform the closing ceremony, so I can only imagine there's a lot of emotions happening right now. But as we reflect on her legacy, how should we remember her today?
Just an incredible, loving, genuine woman who just had this fighter spirit to her. I don't even know what to say about it. It's a massive loss.
It is a massive loss. You performed alongside Olivia Newton-John at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. How special was that moment for you?
I mean, it was a big, big time in my life. So many things changed after that. I mean, it was just one of those moments where I got to be alongside of many artists that I grew up with and watching as a kid. So it was very special.
Did you grow up watching Olivia Newton-John as I did, particularly in Greece, just, putting her on an absolute star pedestal as I think many young girls did?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Which song did you love singing along to the most?
She had many. I think Hopelessly Devoted is probably one of mine. It's something I still haven't processed yet. I get quite emotional really thinking about this, and it's a legendary woman who has shaped a lot of our lives, and especially when it comes to music. I don't know, she was just one of those women where you just thought if she can do it, it's possible. She broke the state, she broke all around the world. She was not only a fabulous singer, but she was able to act and she was beautiful inside and out. Like it's a big, big deal that she's moved, you know.
Yeah, it's a really big deal.
Fast.
You're in Birmingham after just performing at the Commonwealth Games closing ceremony. So not only this news, but actually what you just did was enormous too, right? What was the atmosphere like in the stadium?
Just a big celebration, everybody coming together, just a massive celebration, such a huge high, and being able to share the stage with the boys. They're so lovely and they're so talented. It was a really amazing experience and really nice to be able to show to the rest of the world what Victoria is all about.
And your performance included dancers waving the Australian flag alongside the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags. How important was this inclusion?
I think it's very important. You know, we're also in Melbourne very multicultural. So I love the fact that we kind of embrace everybody's culture, and we have the two flags up there, and as well as the footage. They played incredible footage. We have beautiful restaurants and beaches and rainforests and country life. Like, this is the big, big moment. You know, Victoria is my home. That's where I grew up, and a lot of my stomping ground has been out in the Gippsland area. And I love the fact the games are coming there.
Yeah, and to regional Victoria too. Victoria will host the 2026 games, of course. How excited are you for your home state to get such a huge gig and also the regional element?
I'm very excited. I think this is wonderful. And that's the best way to experience Australia for anybody that is travelling from overseas. You know, like, obviously Melbourne is beautiful, but being able to step out into the countryside and experience the wide open spaces and the hospitality and that country family kind of bond that you get when you go through these towns. It's another reason why I love touring and being able to step out of the cities and head out to regional areas and perform, because it's like really being involved in the town and getting to experience and love the people and little special moments that you can only kind of get from those areas. So I think it's incredible, and I think everybody is going to be super excited the closer it gets.
Yeah, and the anticipation will build. You've just released a new single, Good Times Are Coming, a song about hope and finding strength. What motivated the track?
I think just living. I think with socials and with how fast-paced the world is and coming out of the pandemic, a lot of us are, you know, dealing with our own internal struggles. And I feel like the motion and the vibe that I get off everybody is that, you know, the good time is just about to start. Like, we're all getting back into living and enjoying life again and enjoying being around each other.
You've performed at the Commonwealth Games, as we were saying, also the Olympics, which we were mentioning, Mardi Gras as well, like these huge, big events. Is there a dream event you haven't done yet?
Pretty blessed,
your,
I think.
I think your bucket list is quite ticked.
I'm pretty blessed. You know, it's incredible. And I love the fact that I get included to do something like today, where I just get to celebrate, and I'm super patriotic, and I'm very, very lucky.
As you reflect on that closing ceremony, I suppose I mentioned the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags, but Baker Boy, I mean, the kind of way that we are celebrating has changed, hasn't it, from the original Olympics all those years ago. How do you reflect on the shifts we're seeing in music?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I love it. And Baker Boy is just amazing. He's amazing. And as a person, he's a beautiful person. And the same with Taylor Henderson. He is so talented. Like, it's exciting. I love seeing all the new talent that's starting to rise and come out of our country. And it's world class.
There's so much talent. Thank you so much for joining us, Vanessa, and excellent performance. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Have a good morning.
Vanessa Amorosi is an Australian pop icon who just got off stage at the Commonwealth Games closing ceremony in Birmingham. And, of course, the Commonwealth Games is on its way to Victoria for the next Commonwealth Games. And it's going to be regional as well, not just a city-based game. So that really shifts it quite significantly. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.